I spent some time with the homeless outreach program in Los Angeles. Here's what's remarkable about that. Every member of the staff is ex-homeless. You're not allowed to be on staff unless you were homeless. And the interesting thing is that Mike Neely, who is ex-homeless himself, who started the homeless outreach program, has created this incredibly tight culture where most don't make it. But those who do get to wear the yellow shirt. I tried to get a yellow shirt. He said, you can't have a yellow shirt. You weren't homeless, and you didn't then earn your stripes that you could hold a responsible job, as every member of my staff has. The governor asked for a yellow shirt. The president asked for a yellow shirt. You asked for a yellow shirt. You don't get a yellow shirt. The only people that get the yellow shirt are the people in who actually made it here. And most of the people who joined don't, you know, they failed. They didn't get to stay there. But then there's this core group of about 22 that he's assembled. I'm sure some of which are going to eventually leave, but most of whom are this core group of people who somehow have made the shift from no responsibility for their own lives to a sense of responsibility for their life, and then a sense of responsibility for their life to now a sense of responsibility to their comrades in this thing called the Homeless Outreach Program, which is in Skid Row, Los Angeles. And I look at that and I say, you've got the homeless population. I got a tour of Skid Row, Los Angeles at midnight. The vast majority of the people there will never get it. But these 22 that he got on staff were part of a small kernel of people who got it. And they watch out for each other, and they watch out for the responsibilities of this little operation, and they wear the yellow shirt. And I look at that and I say, you know, if you can take out of the Skid Row homeless population and find the small set of ones that could be part of this group that's doing this neat work, then I think it could be found in South Central LA, and it could be found in, you know, rural parts of Georgia. And it's just rare, but there.